Okay, we're picking up with the halachas of Chol HaMoed. I'm hopefully going to try to get at two today, to be mashlem last week, two today, two tomorrow, mashlem the 2 days we missed, and then we'll go weiter. So we're going to discuss today a few inyanim about wearing clean and nice clothing for Yantim. At Chol HaMoed, you have to wear, the lashon of the Mishnah Berurah is begadim nekiyim and mechubadim. You have to wear nice and mechubad, and I don't say fancy, but more like presentable, nice presentable clothing on Chol HaMoed. And you should not be wearing your weekday clothing. You should not be wearing weekday clothing as part of this halacha. However, Mr. Rebbe points out, you don't need to wear yontiv clothing. Or Soloveitchik used to say, or Shechter quoted Rishon Soloveitchik, that if a person has enough money, he really should have 4 suits. He should have one for yontiv. Yontiv is supposed to be the highest level. So Soloveitchik used to wear a top hat. The highest level of your fanciest clothing should be dedicated towards yontiv. I don't know if people realize that. Second to that would be Shabbos. Third to that would be Chol HaMoed. And fourth would be regular weekday clothing. So that is an ideal world. Nowadays, we don't really kind of mix around. So the post can bring down that the B'Shem the Maharil, you should be wearing Big Day Shabbos. That's why you'll see Hasidim wearing Shremelach on Chol HaMoed when they go to the zoo. It's kind of like an amusing scene. They're going to the zoo and they're wearing, but that's the halacha. They should be wearing your Big Day Shabbos. So that is the halacha. You should be wearing Big Day Shabbos. Some say that Shabbos Chol HaMoed, where it has the idea of the Simcha and also the Isra Malacha, like Mamish full-on Isra Malacha. So some say that there also you should be wearing, it has the same level as your Yantiv clothing. I think there are those who have that minhag, those who don't. Not exactly everyone should follow for that halacha. Another halacha is the Achronim bring down the Prima Gadim and others. Aruch HaShulchan quotes this halacha, that you should also, the minhag is to, just like you have a Shabbos tablecloth, you should keep your Shabbos tablecloth throughout the week of Chol HaMoed. Again, if a person's afraid it's going to get very dirty from the children and things like that, practically, obviously, you don't want to ruin your nice Shabbos tablecloth, but in an ideal world, you should maybe have a special Chol HaMoed tablecloth. Some also had the minhag to keep candles lit during Chol HaMoed, like you would as a cover for that. And also on Motzi Shabbos of Chol HaMoed, so you don't say Gutavach like you do during the, because that's like implying that let's have a good week, which is like the regular weekday. Rather, you should say Gut Moed. Gut Moed is Chag Sameach. That's a nice another halacha. Also, the Kaf V'Chaim brings down that there's a special minhag based on the Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Gemara in Sanhedrin tells us in the end, Per Chelek, V'davar B'ito Matov, we learn from there that Kolakore Pasuk Bizmano may be Tova La'olam. So if you learn Mesechus Moed Katan and things that are relevant to that time, on that day, it's a special bracha, special added thing. So some of the minhag to learn Mesechus Moed Katan as well. Ron Saul is always learning Chagiga during the time of Yom Tov. I always notice him learning Chagiga. That's another, should be learning these type of things also, and the halachas. So, but, I mean, listening to this, you're learning the halachas of Chol HaMoed. That's also very important. So now, we are going to start with the klalim that of the halachas of Chol HaMoed. So halachas of Chol HaMoed is that one, obviously is usher to do malacha. So the shayla, the very big shayla in Rishonim, how to paskin, is what is the nature of this, what is the nature of this iser? The Mishnah Berurah quotes it, eh? There's many Rishonim understand that it's midivrei sofrim, it's a din derabanan. Mikra Kodesh is zman chagiga mikdash, and they just added to that isurim to keep the kedusha of the day. And that's a din derabanan. They didn't mamish make it like yantav, and that's why David Aved is going to be mutter. The things we're going to discuss is mutter, and that is one shita. However, many Rishonim understand that the din is the Gemara's drasha of Mikra Kodesh is going on Chol HaMoed as well, and that is an Isser D'Oraisa. So the big question becomes, we already alluded to this, how could it be that the halacha of Davar Aved and the 5 big Heterim we're going to discuss are all mutter, that he can't, there's no such thing as Davar Aved and Yantav Shabbos, Chas V'Shalom, to get such a thing, right? That no matter what, you're going to lose a big business deal, it doesn't matter. Yantav is Yantav. You can't start writing for that purpose or other, whatever halacha we're going to get to. So that is what we call this Masra Nakasuv L'Chachamim, to interpret what is Mikra Kodesh for this purpose. They have the right to establish it, and that, what they say, has the tokef of Avdin D'Oraisa. And either way, whether it's D'Oraisa D'Rabbanan, the Gemara has a very strong Lashon Emsacha. The Gemara says, someone who's Mevazas HaMoados, you do Malacha, you're not careful with them, Ki'ilu Oved Avodah Zarah, that a person is like, he's Oved Avodah Zarah. So that's a very chumer thing, and we should try to be very careful about that. I heard B'Shem Rav Nevinson, I don't know where he finds this information, he knows it, in Ruach HaKodesh, he said in America, there's 2 things that people need to be working on a lot in, maybe it's based on the shaylas that people ask him from America, I don't know, but Rav Nevinson said, Chol HaMoed, working Chol HaMoed and keeping Chol HaMoed to its fullest, and also Amir Lanachri, 2 things that we could use chizek. Okay, so let's try to mechazek in the halachas in order to understand them. So we're just going to discuss the five main klalim, and then obviously the practicality of them is going to be the discussion of the upcoming shurim. But the Mishnah Berurah quotes basically five essential heterim for cholamoid. What are they? The first main one is davar avid. If you don't do this right now, it's going to get ruined. And even a maisa uman, even hiring a professional to fix that thing that which will get ruined, is going to be mutter. If not for the fact that there would be a major, major tirfa. If there's tirfa yasera, then we're going to see that there would be a chumra, even if it's davar avid, not to do it. That's the first heter. Second heter is a tzorech chol nefesh. So if you want to eat, you want to do anything for cholamoid for eating purposes, even a maisa uman is going to be mutter. And also, if you have a poel, it doesn't have what to eat, so then, that's based on the Gemara, it's going to be mutter. Also, tzarchei rabim is another big heter in Masechas Moed Katan. If there's something which a lot of people need, it's for the group, it's for the, not just in the one person, it's for the kahal, for the kehila, then there is a lot of heterim. Also, even maisa uman potentially is going to be mutter. And maisa hedyot for tzorech hamoed. So tzorech hamoed, that is the really, I don't want to say number one, give numbers here, but probably things that are tzorech hamoed is going to be a huge heter, like driving, let's say, driving to shul. So what heter do you have to do? Malacha. So that's part of the tzorech hamoed. You obviously need to go into shul, so we're going to see it. Just like, sound like turning on and off the lights is not mutter. People think, like, just if you don't need it, you realize you don't need to walk into that room, there's not going to be a heter if you just turn on the light over there. Even though there is no tircha for you, but that's a malacha. So we're going to get into these shailas. If it's tzorech hamoed, they're walking into the room, or you might be walking into the room, and you think you want to walk into the room, so that is tzorech hamoed. But we're going to see that these are very important halachas. These are the major five klalim, and obviously there's going to be many applications to them. So Be'ezus Hashem, we'll pick up with the applications and starting to discuss these halachas in Mirz Hashem tomorrow's daily halacha.